from KQED.
A new organization called Sunday Assembly is offering a place for sing-alongs, inspirational talks, and reflection on how to be a good human being. Now, it has all the elements of church, but one thing is conspicuously absent: God. And that's quite by design. Sunday Assembly is bringing together atheists and secularists around the world to, as they say, live life more fully. Several new chapters launched in California recently. Reporter Rachel Bell has the story.
A young and bearded Sanderson Jones has the audience of nearly 200 on their feet, clapping along and singing. They've gathered for the first ever meeting of Sunday Assembly Silicon Valley at a community theater in San Jose. For the next hour and a half, the congregants sing more pop songs and listen to speakers, like Pixar animation wizard Daniel McCoy, who spoke about beginnings. Everyone takes a moment to reflect on the wonder of life. Co-founder Jones says it would be easy to call Sunday Assembly an atheist church, but
we prefer to think of it as a celebration of life. It's basically all the best bits of church, except with no religion and super awesome pop songs. And our mission is to help everyone live this one life as fully as possible.
The idea for Sunday Assembly began in London this past January when stand-up comedians Jones and Pippa Evans decided to start a gathering for, as they put it, people who don't believe in God but do believe in good. In just a year, more than 35 chapters sprung up around the world. In Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and this one in San Jose.
It is crazy to think that there was zero at the start of the year and people have reacted it so strongly. And it's, you know, it just turns out there's been loads of people who aren't being looked after.
Around 200 people filled the audience, a mix that skewed older hippie but featured a handful of 20-somethings. Most people had heard about the event online, but not everyone was exactly sure what they were in for. Here's Jones introducing the service.
Well, before we kick off, just give me a cheer if you know what Sunday Assembly is. Yeah. Give me a cheer if you don't. Yeah. I love you guys. I always love the people who, they've got no idea what it is, but they're going, I'm still going there. I am a leisure time renegade.
There's no denying Jones is a charismatic leader, and his stand-up skills definitely shine through. With his hipster glasses, slim-cut suit, and long hair and beard, some say he looks a little like Jesus. Before I can ask, he tells me any resemblance is purely coincidental. Skeptics are likely to wonder if he's in it for money or fame. One of the values underpinning Sunday Assembly is to avoid glorifying any one person. Jillian Klaus, one of the chapter's organizers, explains.
Each one is hosted by a different person. We take turns, so it doesn't become about a host or a minister or a person.
The Sunday Assembly website says the organization is entirely nonprofit. This event in Silicon Valley, for example, was put on by volunteers and paid for by donations. Each chapter is organized independently, and a charter posted online provides guiding principles, centered on the motto, "Live better, help often, wonder more." When the service is over, people pour themselves a cup of coffee or cocoa and begin to chat. Matt Kirshen, a comedian based in Los Angeles, happened to be in the Bay Area for the inaugural Silicon Valley gathering.
But it was a really fun experience. It was nice to have a community event. I think that's something that the atheist or religion-free community lacks, is a sort of a coming together, a chance to sing and mingle and have just a reason to share some time.
Chapter organizer Klaus says that's exactly the purpose.
We're all curious, we're all looking for something. You know, why not get a group of people together, a community where we can volunteer, we can do some good, and it's a good way to meet other people who might be asking the same questions that you are.
16-year-old Anna Verwillo and her mom drove over from Palo Alto.
A lot of my friends are religious, so just kind of like, I can do that too, but not for religion, just for getting together and having some fun with not religious people.
Her mom, Catherine, agrees.
Fellowship, community, and just really neat to be in a room full of jolly atheists. It was really fun.
Anna and Catherine, like almost everyone I speak to, say they're looking forward to coming back. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Bale in San Jose.